Damn, I would.
Country 102.5. Cale Dodds filling in for Ayla today. Are you going to fall asleep on stage tonight?
Why would I do that?
Because it's 2 days in a row that you had to wake up ungodly early to come on in here.
I don't know how you do it.
Or is this normal for you to wake up and go for a run or something?
You know, I am an early bird. Don't get me wrong. But I'm usually not an early bird and then stay out at a Bruins game all night either. You know what I mean?
Yes.
With some hardcore Boston sports fans. But yeah. I love it, man. I'm stoked. There's something I will say every time that there's like a crazy weekend of shows or like, you know, some crazy travel. There's something about right before you go on stage that is an adrenaline shot to the vein. And, you know, I'm going to feel like I'd, you know, chugged a Red Bull before I go out on stage tonight for sure. I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to feel like
And it
that.
Rides for the entire time. Do you hit a crash afterwards? Like if you're really tired, but you rise to the occasion after it's done, do you like just pass out?
Yeah, it's usually like around 1 o'clock when you get back to the hotel room or you're in your bunk on the bus and the ringing in your ears is still going. And then you just go, all right, time to unplug.
Yeah, do you have tinnitus?
Tinnitus, yes. You know, knock on wood, no, but there are moments where it's just so loud that, you know, it's just something from going from like loud, obnoxious, fun fan screaming to just
silence.
Dead silence. It's like, it's kind of weird.
You must have to sleep with a fan on or something.
Oh, man,
white noise.
I sleep with like 12 fans on. I'm serious, man. It's like actually louder in my room than you would laugh. I mean, it's insane. It's almost like a mild concert. It's so
silence
loud.
Drives me bananas.
Same.
Especially at night. Like, there's no way.
You ever forget your headphones while you're walking somewhere?
I never wear headphones.
I love music. Now I just realize I hate my own thoughts. You know, it's crazy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like silence is ridiculous.
Cale, don't listen to those voices in the head. That's where people get, you know. You'll get in trouble with those things. Coming up next, Miss Connections. We have a good story for you today. Cale, you're going to be a part of this one right here.
Can't wait.
A woman who's looking for a guy who is servicing a vending machine. That's basically the long and short of it. Coming up next.
It's been wreck me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.